Blog Talk Radio.
Mars Meals round and round. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Weekend Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My apologies again for those of you that missed Weekend Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Reports last week also, because it didn't air due to technical difficulties. But here we are, live and well right now. So thank you. If you can only spend a few minutes on the entire broadcast, that would be awesome, because I surely appreciate your support. And we're talking entertainment, lifestyle news, entertainment, music news. Feel free to call in to let us know what's up in your area, or what's up with your projects, what's up with your with your new businesses. And speaking of what's up to the new Posh Boutique, women and men apparel and accessories in Cedar Hills, Texas, right outside of Dallas. Only been open 2 weeks. So you ladies, guys, everybody be sure to stop by and visit Posh Women and Men Apparel Accessories located on 104 West Beltline Road, Suite 1 in Cedar Hills, Texas at 75104. You can call them at 972-293-2244. Networking is so awesome because hooked up, it's been networking with Posh via Black SS Granite, which Black SS Granite will be hosting the first annual networking event on August the 18th. So you definitely need to also like Black SS Granite page. Just shout out to all listeners here in Jacktown and Jackson, Mississippi, Big D, Miami, New York City, my friends in New York City, and my friends in Cali, Michigan, and Indiana, just all over the world, especially my friends in the UK who have been keeping me, Cut the Shark Entertainment Report, in the know regarding all things in the Olympics. And also a big shout out to my friends in Australia and in Thailand. Love chatting with my friends also via Facebook and other networks. But, you know, it's just so awesome. You all, I just really do appreciate your support. I'm going to play one more song, another song by Mars Mills. Some of you might not have heard Joanna before, but to stay in the know with all things Mars Mills, like his fan page, the Mars Mills Experience. Here's Joanna. You don't have to cry.
Joanna, I do love you. Trying to figure out
start to tremble. It's like a quiet storm. Girl, I love it when you wait for me and hold on till it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Girl, you blow my mind.
Like a snuggly teddy bear to me, and that's Albie Sheeran. to know all things Al B. Sure, check him out at albsure.net. If you've never listened to his slow jams, man, you just don't know what you're missing. You should be listening to it right now if you're alone, and especially if you're on a date. For real. Okay, but thank you so much for spending time with me, regardless of what you are doing. Right now, tonight, live with the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. I got your number, I got you fucked up. We're taking pictures and it's time for the close up. Gucci, Gabbana, Swagalicious swag on. Designer shit fresh with the fucking tags on. Yeah, I'm high fashion, high class, I'm fly. Sipping on that drink, only stunts you can buy. Caddy full of ladies for every occasion. We need to add X to this fucking equation. I got the tricks, the money and the cocaine. My girlies are so gaga, they playing love games. Parties on my jet, guests look extraordinaire. Coke on the table and the diamonds everywhere. Short dresses, email addresses. You see a little swagger, now I'll show you where the rest is. Born a superstar, my swagger's worldwide. Swaggerlicious, walk tall, bitch on my side. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Skinny jeans, high heels, Louis Vuitton, mine's real. Real, I'm trill, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer. I give no fucks, rap game punky booster. I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld high fashion, get money, fuck taxes. So pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic. No horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw. I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all. Married to the game, shotgun wedding, sound off. New whip, black on black, big body, Rick Ross. Bitch looking for faux play, photo cow blow his dick off. White girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexist, jerk off. Gucci Mane, I'm bird up. Sex, money, murder. Bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion. Swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion. Clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion. Swag is amazing.
Wow,
everywhere
wow,
I
wow.
go, I see high fashion. Chanel, Gucci bags. You're witnessing the birth of the planetary fashion.
Oh my God. Love it, love it, love it. SeaWorld, high fashion. I love, coming, love, 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 love my latest find, honestly, via SoundCloud.com. High fashion. SeaWorld, high fashion, coming soon. Dakota Shock Entertainment Reports, and I cannot wait. I mean, I love every track that I have heard from SeaWorld High Fashion. Man, they have a track called Bahama Mama. I love it. Just check them out on SoundCloud.com. SeaWorld High Fashion. Love it. I know you love them too, right? Can't wait. Cannot wait until they're right here live. Talking to us here at Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy. And every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
You're the baby. Just take the ride. Better
than New York shopping on Madison. Black diamonds bright like challenges. Who the fuck you think you're challenging? I'm 4 seasons to the Radisson. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. bitch. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. Got a swag you can fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefits. You gotta rob something to go flip the bricks. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partners, we ballin', bitch. We the ballin' vibe. Yeah. Where the money, nigga, bring the cars out. Say my name, you gon' bring the cars out. Trina, my clothes is mean. Shining like beans. I shine like breaking niggas, I ain't with that caking nigga. How much check you making, nigga? Is you a Miami Heat or Thunder, nigga? Bitch, stop hating, nigga. It's a bad bitch, what's taking, nigga? Yeah, I'm from the bottom, bitch. Subcover girl, model shit. I love my girl, we are the shit. I take what you make that dollar with. Yeah, hating hoes, we can call it quick. My bag is back and I'm all shit. Here we go again, Cali shit. All we do is win. Thirsty men wanna be my friend. Nigga wanna cop me a bin. I'm good, I gotta see the dough. Finna cop the rolls, I'm good with those. Tree nuggets, so it's me. Shine in like beans. I shine like beans.
Like Trina, that pussy good like Trina. Pussy, pussy good like Trina. Pussy, pussy good like Trina. Trina, 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 Trina,
Trina. Trina, so sophisticated and being. Wow, Trina is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I could go on and on, but you all know she's awesome also. And coming soon to Jacktown, T.I. T.I., I'm speaking of August 18 in Big D, but here in Jacktown, promoter Tyshia Stewart is promoting an event which includes headliner T.I. at the spot here in Jackson, Mississippi, located on Ridgewood Road. So T.I. is on his way to Jacktown. My mom and I love T.I., and that's also happening on the 18th. And of course, I mentioned the 18th Black Access Granted event is happening in Big D, also the networking event. But also, Tyshia sent me an invite earlier today. I heard that T.I. was coming to town soon, but he will be coming to Jacktown on the 18th. So just wanted to let you all know about that. And shout out to T.I. and Tiny. Awesome, awesome couple. One of my favorite couples. And here's blogtalkradio.com on Sexy India, India Morrell.
Cuando camino, no estoy sola. Tengo un compañero de viaje aquí mismo, en mi vientre. Vemos un montón de cosas juntos. Bueno, él no las ve, pero creo que de alguna manera las vive. Quiero que nazca y vea las maravillas que este mundo puede ofrecer. Pero lo que más me interesa es que esté sano. Por eso camino. Y no soy la única persona que camina por mi bebé. Mucha gente lo hace, al unirse a la marcha por los bebés. En nuestras caminatas estamos solamente yo y él y unos cuantos millones de personas que se preocupan por los bebés.
Un día todos los bebés nacerán sanos, pero tendremos que caminar para lograrlo. Participa en la marcha por los bebés de March of Dimes. Juntos podemos brindar a todos los bebés un comienzo sano. Visita hoy mismo nacersano.com para registrarte.
Hello, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact premature birth can have. It can cause lifelong disabilities, and it is the leading cause of death in newborns. Our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We have to do better. If you're starting a family, please learn how to improve your chance of having a full-term birth. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
And public service announcement regarding Mortridine. Have you been enjoying the PSAs from American Lung Association and also the Mortridine? And also, I hope you've been enjoying the awesome news, because I have. There's so much to talk about, so I've been doing my best to share, tidbits and headlines, but I am loving the music, and I hope that you are also. And remember, feel free to call in at 714-490-0614. Say what's up or let us know what's going on, or where you will be torn, or when your shows are, or whatever's on your plate. Because I know there's a lot to talk about, but I'm really enjoying the music, and I know you are. And thank you also for the music that you are sending also, because I am always, always reviewing, checking out awesome music that you send to me. Plus, the talent that I just find just amazes me and overwhelms me. I just love it. It's fantastic. And shout out also to all artists. From designers and graphic designers and illustrators to everyone, just shout out to you. It's just so important for us to effectively network one another and spread the word and support one another and let each other know about each other's talents and assist each other with, we're each other's clients also. So it's just so important for us to keep strengthening our support systems. You know, really it is. And so I praise God and thank God for this vehicle right here at blogtalkradio.com to be able to interact and network with the listening audience, my on and offline friends, and for us to spread the word. I mean, really, because it's been an amazing ride, and loving it, honestly, every second of it. Be sure to email me also at Culture Shock Entertainment at yahoo.com, KulturesHokentertainment at yahoo.com. Send me your music, your press kits regarding fashion, beauty, sports, your bios. I love the profile. So if you would like to be profiled, you would love to be a guest or guest co-host, let me know. Because this is an entertainment lifestyle show, and it's so important for us to talk entertainment and lifestyle and talk about what's important to us within our communities also, okay? But thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your constructive criticism. Thank you for your love, your feedback, just everything, because you rock and you are amazing. So let's continue on with more of Weekend Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Well, one of the things that the screen pick up a little slow. We'll be right back. Target Practice, Austin Brown, with amazing producer Rodney Dorchild Jerkins. Shout out to Austin. You can tweet him at Austin Brown. And also at his longtime friend, super producer, Tommy Parker. Also tweet him also at Tommy Parker 80. And just a big shout out to Austin, Tommy, Rodney, and all of the Backpack Kids. That's the name of his posse. He's producing posse and band and so on. Awesome, awesome. Can't wait to see him perform live. You know, I've been loving this Austin Brown for ages. Well, heck, I love the Jackson family, period. So I'm sending kisses and hugs and prayers to the Jackson family, to Mama Catherine, Papa Joe, Janet, Latoya, all of them, everybody, all the brothers, all the entire family, sending much love to Paris, Prince Michael, Blanket, all of you. Love you all so much, and prayers are definitely with you all, really and sincerely. You know I'm telling the truth. So, you know, so that's all I have to say regarding all this that's going on. A big shout out to the Jackson family. I love you guys. And also keep up the great, great work. Hope to see you performing with your uncle real soon. But there's a lot of talk, a lot of news going on. And but I know you're enjoying the music because I definitely am. Right before the show, I seen a story where Kay's been having a fun time. That last evening, she had a fun time out with a male friend and a female friend out for dinner. And she even spent time and talked with the paparazzi, I think with reporters from one of my favorite media outlets, TMZ. And she had a nice casual conversation with the reporters, and they were asking her how she was doing, and she was, replying and everything. So a big shout out to Katie also. I love she and Tom separately before they got together, and then they were one of my favorite couples. And if they're happy living their separate lives and co-parenting Suri, then a big hug and a lot of respect to both of them, because I still love both. Tom and Katie, that's amazing news. And then I read a report also before the show that Robert Pattinson would like to talk with the director that his girlfriend, Kristen, had an affair with. So Rupert Sanders, that's his name. So that's some news. And also Winona Judd is going on tour. But okay, she's going to have a Christmas tour. So that's big news also. And Mariah, she's just been making headlines everywhere. Love Mariah. Love she and Nick. Not only is she the American Idol judge, but then I think she's up for like a BMI award. And also she's a new cast member to a film called Butler, which also stars Oprah Winfrey. So that's a busy mama, literally. And have you all seen the picture of Beyonce and her baby girl, Blue Ivy? Cute picture. A nice picture of her holding Blue Ivy. And I showed the picture to my mom. My mom thought it was so cute, so darling. There's a lot of stuff going on. Cousin Linda and I have been emailing each other all day, different types of stories and talking fashion. And she sent me a story. I get a lot of Snoop Dogg news. Snoop Dogg, he represents Long Beach, but he also represents Mississippi, too, because, he is also a native of Magnolia, Mississippi. But she has sent me an email, which you all probably have already heard, something regarding, I think, a visit to Norway, and he had pot on him, and now he cannot travel to Norway, I think, for, like, the next couple of years. I think I have the place right, Norway, if I'm not mistaken. So just want to share, some, like, news that I have just read over, because there's so much news going on. Want to shout out all the Olympians who have won medals, their respective medals, and all athletes that are competing, and all of those who have traveled to London for the Olympics. And a big shout out to Ryan Seacrest, having a blast and providing us with awesome interviews along with his other cohorts in media. Just thank you so much for being an inspiration, and thank you really for supporting me also and assisting, guiding me also. You're amazing. And I guess while I'm shouting out Ryan Seacrest, I shout out a few other inspirations. David Harrison Levy, an inspiration. The honorary mayor of Beverly Hills, my attorney, Jay Lucas, who is also an amazing comedian. And speaking of comedians, a shout out to all my friends with a sense of humor, those that are aspiring comedians and those that are professional comedians. Thank you so much for keeping me laughing. A big shout out to my comedian friend, Quentin Coleman. Like him and friend him on Facebook. Amazing events going on in Big D. I talk about what I know about. I talk about what people send me. When you keep me in the know, I definitely spread the word regarding what's happening. So if you're local here in Jacktown, if you're not, send me the news. Big D keeps me informed. Miami, keeps me informed. Atlanta keeps me informed. New York keeps me informed. Los Angeles keeps me informed. London keeps me informed. Australia keeps me informed. Dubai keeps me informed. New Orleans keeps me informed. Detroit keeps me informed. Minneapolis keeps me informed. So because you hear these different cities over and over again and events that are going on in these different cities, that is because my friends in these respective cities keep me informed and like me to spread the word regarding these events. You might be in, you might not live in these respective places, but you might be visiting and want to know where to go and what to do, or where to go eat lunch, or where to go shop. So these friends provide me with information. Hey, I hope my friends in Philadelphia had a blast today. Also, American Dreaming Magazine had a pop-up mall today. And I know that was a fun day today, so I hope those of you that are visiting or live in Philadelphia and attended the American Dreaming Magazine event, I hope you had a blast. Big shout-out to Chris Johnson and Brandon Davis, the editor-in-chief of American Dreaming Magazine. Also, remember, you can visit them online at shop.americandreamingmagazine.com. And also, and when you place your orders, subscribe to a year subscription of American Dreaming Magazine. Remember to log to enter my code, Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, because I am a member of American Dreaming Magazine's Dream Team, also, you know, in regards to sales and marketing, and a big supporter of those two guys' projects and so on, the Rick Foundation and many of their other projects also. So it's an awesome fashion, music, entertainment publication, and you definitely would like to stay in the know and check out that mag if you have never. If you love it, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I honestly thank you all for your support and for checking out Weekend Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and also the other shows also, Motivating Monday, Talk That Talk Tuesday, Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Terrific Thursday, Sports Edition Friday. And also when special edition shows are broadcast on Sundays also. Remember, also check me out on Springer.com also regarding, you know, different it's kind of a different vibe, music, and sometimes I do commentary, especially when I'm utilizing my Android and out on location or something. But I thank you for supporting. I think I'll be broadcasting over the weekend on Springer also, playing some music and doing a little talk. But I had a lot planned to talk about, but I know you're loving the music. And I am loving it also. So I'm just trying to conclude. So play a couple more songs and call it a night for now. But I know many of you are not calling in tonight because the night is practically starting for you. And it's good morning, good afternoon to many of my friends worldwide also. Where it's nighttime here, I know it's morning or afternoon, you're getting ready for brunch or evening time. Shout out to all of you. Again, really do appreciate you tuning in. And if you call in, you can speak, or you can just call in and listen also if you're not listening online at 714-409-0611. Or follow me on Pinterest at pinterest.com/CultureShock, KULTRESHOKBETH. And also you can follow me at Tumblr, Tumblr, CultureShock, KULTRESHOKENTBETH.tumblr.com. So, you know, and you can connect with me. I'm on MySpace. I'm still on MySpace. I need to be more active. I know many of you send me music via MySpace, so I'll be checking out my inbox regarding what type of music and events that you've been hosting. And also, remember, YouTube. If you visit my profile here, then you can connect to my Facebook pages, because you might say, well, why are you not saying anything about Facebook and why are you not saying anything about Construction Entertainment Reports, about my YouTube channel? Because if you check out my profile here at blogtalkradio.com, if you check out the contact information section, then you can connect with me by clicking the link to Facebook and Twitter and also YouTube. My links are within my Facebook page. My blogtalkradio.com page. So you can easily just click to me. But that Pinterest and my Tumblr, they're not on that. That information is not provided, so that's one reason why I'm sharing that info with you. But thank you for networking with me, and thank you for keeping in contact and getting the information in. I look forward to you all calling me more also, you know. But I'm glad that you're liking the new format because, you know, this was like a trial basis, and I wanted to see if it will work or not. And it looked like it's working, so it looked like we'll be sticking with it, but it's a lot more work also, so it's important to provide the proper content that will keep you involved and keep me involved also, because this is a two-sided thing, right? You and I. So it's important for us to keep it going, because I vibe off you, and you definitely, I know, vibe off of me, and I thank you, and I really feel the love. So I'm not going to just keep on talking. I'll play a couple more songs, and you'll probably hear my voice one more time. But, again, I'm sending you hugs and kisses and really appreciating you most definitely. Okay, shout out also to Lewis Howes also, Sports Networker. Tweet him at Lewis Howes, like his Facebook page. Check out Sports Networker also. Amazing, amazing guy.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California, and that number is roughly 18,000. The equivalent of a small city.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing explanation regarding what is pollution. It makes us really, when you really hear those stats and hear that information from the Surgeon General, it really makes you think, right? Even if you already know this, it's amazing to hear it all again. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday like right now, this weekend, of your Leo baby, happy birthday to you. I'm a Leo baby also. My birthday is literally in 2 more weeks. I am so excited. I pray to see it. And I'm looking forward to starting off the day like I used to love to when I was a little girl, going to the zoo. I haven't been to the Jackson Zoo in ages. Last zoo I visited, I said this before, was the Dallas Zoo back in 2005. I'm looking forward to going to that zoo also. And I've been to different like aquariums and different places in New Orleans before, but I've never been to that zoo either. I'll love to visit that zoo in the near future. I'm going to start my day off going to the zoo and I don't know. I guess spend a little time with a few friends, and the next day spend some time at my neighborhood park, which I used to work out at every day. Spend time, and I haven't been to the park, so my neighborhood park, and wow, I guess since the wintertime, and spend some time at the park also. But most definitely, I smell birthday cake. But I'm celebrating my birthday. Some years I celebrate my birthday. Not just on my birthday, but the entire month. And this happens to be one of those years where I am recognizing my birthday for the entire month of August. You know, I've been waiting a whole year to see my birthday again. So, you know, I know some of you say, well, just another day. But I look at every day as a birthday because every day is somebody's birthday. And also Valentine's Day, spread love. And, yeah, my friend Ty Mark, he looks at that the same way also. You know, look at every day is Valentine's Day. And I'm like, I always say that. But, you know, I guess it's good for many of us to be on the same page. Every day should be treated like Valentine's Days and birthdays because every day is somebody's birthday. And also love should be expressed every day just like it is expressed on Valentine's Day. But, again, I thank you so much for spending some time with me if you did not spend the entire broadcast with me. And I don't have a show scheduled for tomorrow. You probably can check me out on Springer.com. But most definitely on Monday morning, Motivating Monday. We will continue our review of the Walk Up the Weight program. And also, let's talk about like liposuction surgery and plastic surgery and stories like that. And also we'll be talking about in the near future stories of, you know, organizing and cleaning. And we're always talking about things like that, decluttering and cluttering and hoarding and stuff like that, talk about stories of that sort. And thank you for suggesting certain stories also. Feel free to email me or contact me if you network with me. And suggest certain topics. And if you're an expert in certain topics, don't hesitate to say, hey, I want to come on the show and let's talk about this topic. Okay? Really. So it's been fun. It's been a fun night. Hosting a weekend edition of Shock Entertainment Report. I wonder if Don House Radio's, I have not listened to Sexy India and her crazy tour in ages. I hope they're broadcasting tonight. And also shout out to Judge Neil's show, one of my favorite shows here on blogtalkradio.com. And just shout out to everyone here in the Blog Talk Radio community and management and staff also. Just amazing support system here on blogtalkradio.com. I just cannot say that enough. So I'm going to quiet my lips down. I just want to remind y'all that my birthday is coming up and tell everybody else happy birthday and happy anniversary if your anniversary is happening. But let's see. Here's Prince.
Tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kind of smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kind of cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Friends in Australia. This is Prince on May 30th of this year. So shout out to my friends in Australia. Shout out to Prince and MPG in Minneapolis. What's up, Minneapolis? But it's been a blast. Also, I must remind you all, my friends in Texas, Liv Mar Band has a gig in McKinney, if I'm not mistaken, tomorrow, the 29th. So like her fan page, Liv Mar Band, and you will be in to know of all things Liv Mar Band. Also, check out her YouTube channel, Liv Mar Band. Awesome performer. I cannot wait to see her perform live. Just like I cannot wait to see Madonna. I haven't been to a concert in ages, a big concert, and wow, I really want to see Madonna. When does the American tour start? I know she will be in New Orleans on October 27th. She'll be in Big D on October the 20th. I love Madonna. She knows she's been staying in the news also. Just as awesome as she was back in the early 80s. Amazing woman. So, again, thank you for tuning in. And I'll close out with the Prince MPG Master Mix that I play so often by my SoundCloud.com friend, Martin Smith. Again, sending you love and thanking you so much for being there, being here for me, and I am doing my best to be here for you. Sending much love to those in Denver and Aurora also, and prayers to the families and loved ones of those that were killed and also those that were injured. Oh, there was a young lady who has family here in Brookhaven. She arrived back in time, back to the States the other day, and I think now she's back in Baton Rouge, but she's recovering in the hospital there. But local media I had a chance to speak with her when she arrived in the hospital stretcher, and she just was so thankful to everyone and so thankful to God also for being alive right now. And also, you know, just sending prayers to also the family and loved ones also of, you know, the young man who sits in jail, because obviously he and his family, they need prayers, because that is just a devastating, horrific act that happened, that hopefully we can, there will nothing like that ever will happen again, you know, really. So, like I said, here's Prince, MPG, Master Mix, and thank you again for your support, your amazing support.
You sexy mother.
Clock on the jizz.
I'm not too offended.
Love it, love it, love it. Shout out to my friends in music, entertainment, fashion. Shout out to a Facebook friend who I have loved work forever, F. Gary Gray. He is currently preparing to produce a film about N.W.A. And N.W.A., oh, my God, anybody who knows me knows I love N.W.A. And look at the talent that was spawned from that group alone, N.W.A. And I don't know, I think they're still casting, they're casting, like, characters for each and every member, including Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, Ice Cube's characters, I mean, all of them. So I don't know where they're standing. Maybe we can get F. Gary Gray on soon also as a guest to talk about all of his work and especially the new movie that he's producing. So shout out to Tracy Edmonds. Shout out to all of my friends, independent filmmakers, inspirations like Tyler Perry. I posted a story earlier regarding Tyler Perry's feelings regarding Sherman Hemsley's departure recently. Just shout out to Spike Lee, who's directing Mike Tyson, his Broadway show. Mike Tyson will be the subject, which will be profiled on Sports Friday Edition that's coming up Friday. So I just wanted to shout out those of you, and shout out to those of you that are casting directors and acting coaches, et cetera. Also, I would love for you to come on and be a guest and share advice and tips regarding the acting world and behind the scenes also, okay? Again, thank you again for spending time with Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and I'm telling you again, until next time, God bless.